North Lakes Endocrinology. This is Dana.
Hi, Dana. I've left a message saying that I need to get in contact with Dr. I can never say his bloody name.
Vishnu?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
No, I haven't heard back yet.
What was your name, sorry?
Lurleen Isaac.
Oh, yes, I had you on my list, Lurleen. I'm sorry for the delay. We've been short-staffed and we've had issues with our phone. So how can I help you?
Well, I've just going into St. Vincent's next week to have a stent removed from my common bile duct by the people who put it in there when I was having all that trouble earlier this year with I had polycystectomy and all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And this stent was put in there at the time. And it was supposed to come out when I had my polycystectomy, but I don't know what happened. They forgot to do it, I think. Anyway, I rang up and they said, oh, goodness me. And then they said, well, come and be admitted for the night and we'll take it out on the 2nd. But they did say that they want to have some directions from doctor about my diabetes.
Okay.
Because at the moment I'm weaning off insulin and I'm back onto Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to be fasting for 24 hours pre the procedure, apparently.
Yeah. So because you'll be going under general anaesthetic, is that right?
Well, I don't think it is general anaesthetic. I thought it was just Twilight or something. That's what they told me when I had it done the first time.
Okay.
That they're being very thorough this time. It really wasn't a big deal at the time, but now, yeah.
Okay. So you're going into St. Vincent's next week.
Yes.
Just have a look at your file here. So it looks like the doctor was wanting to follow up on your file anyway, because it looks like there was... he was after some blood tests last week on the 20th, and he said that he tried to call you and he left a message and then he rebooked the review, just the file review, for the following week, which is booked in for tomorrow. Sorry, not tomorrow, Friday.
I didn't get a message from him.
Oh, okay. So that's all right. I can add the notes in there. Let's have a look. Yeah, so there's already a chart review on his schedule for Friday. So I will add in there about your inquiry. So St. Vincent's, wasn't it? St. Vincent's Hospital. And which procedure was it that you were having, sorry?
Removal of stent from common bile duct.
Removal of stent, okay, yeah. And you're going off your insulin.
I thought I had bloods done before I went to see him last time, and he wants more done.
You may have. Well, let me have a look. So 5th of November is the last bloods that we have on file. I'll just check when. Okay, so it may have been those bloods that he was after. Because you saw him on the 5th of November. Did you have bloods that same day?
No, I had them a couple of days beforehand.
Okay.
I've got a feeling the HB was low or something, but it often is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pop these notes in here anyway and see if he may be able to call you again. It looks like he has wanted to follow up on it anyway, the bloods as well. So I'm just adding this inquiry to this review, this chart review, and then he may call you or
okay.
He may organise for some other way for you to get the advice, whether he passes a message through us or whatever it may be. So
well, he's up here up here at Caval today, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's doing his clinic there, yep.
Did he have a full book up here?
I believe so, but let me just double check. Yes, it looks like he's booked out for today.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I might just, I'll bring the chart review forward a day. So I'll pop it in for his clinic for tomorrow because we're not able to put in chart reviews for his Caboolture clinic. So I'll put it in for tomorrow so then at least we've got Friday as well to try and help you before you need to go into St. Vincent's.
Yeah, well, when I had the cholecystectomy, that nobody did anything about the diabetes.
Mm.
And, you know, my blood sugars were up to 22. And he was horrified when he found out.
Mm.
And consequently, when I was making this appointment, it was a different doctor. And she said, oh, well, you'll need to have endocrinologist oversee and instructions about what to do. I thought, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does. So I've popped that information in there and I've just put a little reminder as well about your previous procedure and how you had some issues there with the high readings. Okay, and I'm sure he will follow up. And I'm sure that he's likely to ring you. He tried ringing you last time, so I'll just confirm your phone number. Just a moment. I have 0418-762-049.
Yes, that's it. Does he have a private mobile number?
He does, but we're not able to give it out.
Yeah.
We
that's
we don't
probably
even have
why
it.
I may not have answered it.
Because
I'm
mean,
very
does he show up as private? Yes, yeah. He would generally ring from the office phone. It's not very often, if ever, that he would ring from his mobile.
Okay, well, if it rang from North Lakes or Caboolture, I'd answer it, but I get bloody phishing emails from Adelaide and all sorts of places.
Yeah. Actually, in saying that, we did, because our phone system did crash a couple of weeks ago, we were using a mobile phone on private for a little while because we had no phone. So it could have been at that time as well. So, yes, it very well could have been a private number coming up.
Well, we've had a lot of trouble with scammers and phishing. They've actually got into our bank account and cleaned the savings account out.
Oh, God.
So it's horrible before Christmas. And I'm very reluctant to answer any strange phone calls.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure how our new phone system comes up. I think it does show our number. I'm not 100% sure, though. But if you know that this chart review is booked in for tomorrow, at least...
Yeah, I'll be more inclined to look at it. But if I've got the person's number down in my list of contacts, and their number comes up, it tells me, you know, who it is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But goodness knows.
So I'm not sure because our phones are they're networked, so we have multiple phone lines. So I'm not sure that all of them are outward bound with our actual phone number. It may go through a filter system. I'm not 100% sure, especially with these new ones. So he does have a full clinic tomorrow, so he's more likely to call you in the afternoon after the clinic. If he comes out and tells us that he tried you and he couldn't get hold of you, I'll let him know. I'll just remind him. I'll let him know about our conversation and he'll try you again.
The number I've got here for you at North Lakes is 3448-0195.
Yes, that's it. Yep.
So if that comes up, it'll come up saying it's him.
Yeah, hopefully.
So,
yeah. Okay. So, hopefully it will come through on our number. I'm just not sure with the new phone system if it absolutely will. So if you do get a phone call from a private number, he will tell you that it's him early on anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah, and if you do have any issues, just give us a call, and we'll just try and work it out from there. But I've brought it forward to tomorrow, and he can check the bloods that he wanted to check, and he can check on that advice for you for your procedure tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any other questions in the meantime?
No, I don't think so. Thanks very much.
That's okay. Not a problem. So we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.